Hello, welcome to the Friday, May 8th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from San Diego, California. Cisco released a critical update for its Cisco UCS Central software. Due to a bug in prior versions of this software, it's possible with a simple HTTP request to execute arbitrary code on the device running the software as root. Not a lot of detail at this point. What's the exact nature of this vulnerability? How hard it is to exploit or the like? It only states that an input validation issue in the web application front end for UCS Central software does cause this particular vulnerability. And an attacker does not need to be logged in, so anybody out there who has access to the web front end will be able to exploit this vulnerability, which makes it particularly critical that you update your systems. And talking about vulnerable web applications, we can't forget about WordPress, which was updated today again. We are now at version 4.2.2. The latest patch does fix two critical cross-site scripting vulnerabilities that have already been exploited in the last few days in order to take over WordPress sites. The first cross-site scripting vulnerability was within the Generi icons icon font package. So if you didn't uninstall this, it was a part of the 2015 default theme, then you were vulnerable to this particular problem. At this point, if you don't yet want to update WordPress, in uninstalling the 2015 default theme could also prevent exploitation of this cross-site scripting vulnerability. So that's another option that you have if you use a custom theme anyway and don't need that particular theme at all. Now, on the other hand, if you still want to retain the main functionality of the theme, you can also just delete the example.html file in the Generi icons folder. And then it's also time for another antivirus false positive. In this case, it was Avast, and Avast antivirus, at least older versions of this particular tool, if you ran Avast version 5 through 8, did flag a number of Windows DLLs as malicious. The exact signature it assigned to them was cryptic-pfa, and with that, systems may have been rendered unusable. Apparently, TeamViewer and a couple other applications weren't particularly affected by this. Now, by now, Avast has released updates to its signatures, so it should no longer be an issue. And if you ever took a security class, one of the things that you probably were told is that it's a bad idea to develop your own crypto. Same is true for the Open Smart Grid protocol. That's the protocol used for smart meters and the like. Apparently, they tried their hand at implementing their own crypto feature. In particular, one thing they tried is to create their own MAC, or, well, a message authentication code. One of the problems you have with crypto is that even encrypted data can be modified by an attacker, and sometimes by modifying it and then watching whether or not there is a response coming back, an attacker is able to figure out whether or not they, for example, did something good or bad to the message. In part, the message authentication code is supposed to fix this problem by making it obvious that the message got altered in transit. Now, what the Open Smart Grid protocol did here is that they developed their own digest function for the MAC, the OMA digest, which, well, turns out to be part, at least, of the problem here. The paper outlines how this weakness can be used to recover the crypto key with only 13 queries to a device, or with only 4 queries, but then you have to do some significant math to actually retrieve the key. With 13 queries, there is no significant math, so no significant time needed to then decrypt and recover the key. Well, that is it for today. So thanks and for listening. And if you like this podcast, why not take a second and write a good review on it, on whatever podcast source you retrieve it from, or well, recommend it to your friends. Thanks and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.